you know where your energy costs are going? Covering everything from the crawl space to the attic, the College of Energy Knowledge with Christy Hart has all your energy-saving solutions. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-017 for your free in-home energy audit today. And now, here's your host, Christy Hart.
Good morning, Southeastern North Carolina. I am your host, Chris DeHart. Like always, beside me is my right-hand man, Mr. Tyrone Fagan.
Good morning, Carolinians.
Man, it was hot this week, bud.
It was hot, hot, hot.
Brutal, brutal, brutal. And we're honestly so busy that I actually had to go ahead and roll my sleeves up and get in the attic this week. And I was just telling Miss Megan here that the attic that we were in, literally, when I first got in there, we took the heat gun up there. We didn't get an early start yesterday, so when we first got in there, I took the temperature. It was around 10 o'clock. On the right side of the attic was 98 degrees, the roof decking. So I took the temperature on the left side of the attic. It was already 128 degrees. So obviously, me and one of my installers, we jumped right on that one side and knocked that side out. As soon as we finished, we took the heat gun. The side we just finished, it was only 96 degrees, and I went back to the right. The side on my right was already up to 112. So we knocked that side out. As soon as we knocked that side out, again, both sides were now 96 degrees. So now I had to do the, we had to choose which side we were going to go on. The back side of the house, which is the part we should have done first, was already up to 138 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, of course, we jumped on that. But when it's this hot, obviously, you know, productivity slows down. You know,
we
had the guys doing very, very, you know, you're in the attic for 10 minutes, you're out for 15. You're in the attic for 10 minutes, out for 15. I mean, even though our radiant barrier starts cooling it off, it's just hard to stay ahead of the curve. So I hope everybody was safe this week. We were very, very cautious with the heat. We played it by ear. And, you know, when we get in these 87, 88 degree, you know, days, you know, that heat index has just been brutal.
One thing on that, Chris, is that we had an unseasonably cold winter. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, it was so cold. We had snow. We had national emergencies. You know, the city was under siege of the snow. I mean, it was just really incredibly cold. Well, now what's going to happen is that summer is now going to mimic what happened over the winter. So now we're going to have an unseasonably hot summer. So, I mean, if you think it's hot now, it's only coming more and more. And I'm going to tell you, all week I was in attics, I was doing energy audits, giving people information and recommendations, and it was just unbearable how hot it was. And everybody's energy bill that I looked at throughout the week, which is one of the processes in our energy audit, their bills are just starting to creep. They're going up. And they're going up. They're going up. We're not even getting a break this year like we have traditionally in the past where we get that nice, easy month. I mean, we're just going from, bam, winter bills, you know, $200-$300 a month to, bam, summer, $200-$300. There's no break anymore.
I feel like we haven't had a true spring in the last 3 years. I think it's gone straight from cold to hot. But you know me, I don't like to toot my own horn often. But we had a great meeting this week with Duke Energy Progress, with their
Mr.
program
Stratton.
Coordinator. And he informed us that we've done more rebates, home energy improvement program rebates from sealing all attic air leaks and bringing the insulation up to code than all the other contractors. And is it combined?
Combined. And I, you know, that was a very thorough meeting. And I was really nervous. You know, anytime that you're partnering with somebody, you have rules, expectations to follow along in order to be able to gain money from somebody. You know, Duke's not giving out money for free. They're not just doing this and saying, hey, you're our customer, we'll go ahead and give you up to $500 or 37.5 cents per square foot because Chris and Tyrone and All About Energy Solutions have stopped by your house. No, there are specific requirements. You know, that house has to be at R19 insulation or lower, which most people don't realize that their attic insulation needs to be maintained just like a vehicle or any other part of, you know, your home. It's a working engine up there. It's taking on enormous amounts of heat. It's taking on moisture. The R value is being reduced and it's starting to crumble down. And the real value in insulation is when it's puffed up and untouched. So, you know, R19 value, you know, your home has to be a certain amount of years of age, and you have to seal every one of those penetrations where your energy is being lost. And Stratton really wanted to meet with me, one, to just give a hats off and a accommodation to you and to All About Energy Solutions for being that contractor that they could count on, because they had also lost some contractors. Not to name anybody by name, but just that, you know, some people just, you know, some of these bigger companies.
What they like call, it's called blow and go. They come in, they blow the insulation, and then go. They don't take the time to do all the little things that
that's
we
right.
do, and that's why we're starting to get more builders.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. We're extraordinarily happy about our partnership with Duke Progress Energy. Honeywell, you know, Stratton's actually third party. He's coming from Honeywell, and Honeywell has a responsibility with Duke Progress Energy to pick the right contractors to make sure that they're meeting the requirements of the program in order to be able to send that check out 4 to 6 weeks after you get completed. And
what I love about what
growing.
You just said is we meeting their expectations. And what did he say? He said we've exceeded their expectations.
Right.
We do a lot that no one ever else does. So so now that's Duke Energy Progress. We just wanted, a lot of our listeners are in Brunswick County. Unfortunately, you don't have Duke Energy Progress. You have Brunswick Electric.
Some of them.
Yes, some people in Brunswick County do still have Duke Energy Progress, but the majority of people have Brunswick Electric, mm-hmm. Electric, and that's who I want to talk to real quick. Brunswick Electric has stepped up, and they've done the low-interest weatherization loans for existing homes. And I thought this was really neat that they you know, usually with a smaller co-op, they won't do programs like this. And I've actually had customers that have called them before and said, hey, my home in Virginia, you know, Duke Energy does all these rebates. Why can't I do it to my house here in St. James? And they guy kind of laughed at him, said, so you want to lower your energy bill so I get less money and you want me to pay you for that?
Right.
But that's exactly what they're doing. They have loans. If it's around $200 to $1,500 worth of work, you know, you pay it back in 36 months, and they add this to your energy bill. And then loans from $1,500 on up, over $6,000, they actually do it for a whole 60 months. So they make it really, really affordable for you, and it's only 5%. So, you know, people that do have a really hot attic right now and you're not sure how you want to pay for it, you know, it's nice to use, you know, someone else's money, especially if the interest is nice and low, and you know, you can include it on your bill. I mean, think of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Think of your energy bill. Correct me if I'm wrong on the numbers, but it was around 230. You just had one under 100. So realistically, if you had had this loan and you had to pay $75 more per month on your bill, you'd still be paying less than what you were before.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, if I hear you correctly, what you're saying is that Brunswick County Electric has devised a program for homeowners to be able to utilize additional insulation, which continuously is coming out of their home and reducing its value, which is making their house either one, uncomfortable, or two, raising their energy bills. And there's a program that can be added along with their regular monthly payment, and they can just go ahead and pay for the loan right through their energy bill.
Absolutely. It says right here, the loan can be used for caulking and weather stripping,
wow.
electric heat pump, electric water heater, solar water heater, ceiling insulation, wall insulation, floor insulation, storm windows and doors, duct repair and replacement, and mobile home roof overs.
It's time to give people information.
Brunswick Electric, thank you for stepping up and helping out people with this heat. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. We'll be right back.
Everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early.
Thank you for listening and stay in tune. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio, and this is the College of Energy Knowledge, where we literally cover everything from your crawl space to your attic and make recommendations on how to make your home more energy efficient. A lot of the things you can do yourself, and people say, Chris, why don't you charge for this service? And I say, because if we can show to someone's house, go up to someone's house and take them to the College of Energy Knowledge and show them how to save money on their bill, and that's going to give us a leg up on the competition. Not that we have any, but it'll give us a leg up on the competition on getting able to earn their business when it comes to doing some of the bigger things that the average person wants to do. I promise you, with the heat in the attics right now, not many people want to get up there in the attics and do what we've been doing. But right before the segment, last segment ended, we were talking about Brunswick Electric and how they came up with the low interest weatherization loans for existing homes. You know, everything from caulking and weather stripping to upgrading your electrical heat pump, solar hot water, ceiling insulation, storm windows, duct repair or replacement, and then, of course, mobile home roofovers. And these are loans that you can get that actually it's up to 5%, so it could be less than that. And when you pay your energy bill, they just include whatever the payment is. So, you know, if it's a $4,000 loan, they're going to add on $75.48 to your energy bill. And if you're in Mr. Fagan's case, where he's saving, I don't know, $130 a month, paying right. $75 to save $130 is a really, really, really good deal. And, you know, you use somebody else's money to pay for it. So during the break, I was looking at this brochure, and then I go right to the very back, and they highlight replacing your windows. And it says, new windows save energy and make your home more attractive inside and out. And it just frustrates me because the average person, even the average contractor, doesn't realize how your home loses energy.
That's right.
And to go in and say they're going to save X amount of dollars by replacing your windows, you can't make that unless you break down someone's energy bill for them and break down how their house loses their energy. And you've heard me say this before, but to recap, you roughly lose 10% of your energy through your floor, 12% through your windows, 12% through drafts around doors, fireplaces, or windows, 24% through your walls, and 42% through your attic.
That's
42%.
Right.
So to replace a window where there's only 12% energy loss over taking care of your attic where there's over 42% energy loss, the math just doesn't add up.
Well, you know, and to piggyback on top of that, Chris, if you look at how your energy bill is broken down. Now, what you just gave the listening audience is the breakdown of how energy is lost throughout a home. However, if we look at the intricate part of how an energy bill, that bill that they're paying, is broken down, 50%, and I've always argued that I think it's more like 60% in the Southeast, but let's go ahead with the national average. 50% of your energy bill is broken up directly because of the heating and cooling cost. 20% of your energy bill is broken up as a direct result of your hot water heater. 15% of your bill is broken down because of appliances. And 15% is broken down because of your lights. So if you break down that in your energy bill as a whole, now, where do you want to get the biggest bang for your buck on saving money on a monthly residual payment that you get nothing back for? Obviously, up in that attic where you're losing the most energy and paying the most bill, which just is amazing being a good old Minnesotan that, you know, they have a heating and cooling unit in the attic, which is the hottest place in the home. So it's double and overworking itself. Even Stratton with Duke Progress Energy /Honeywell said that he can't believe how these handler units, because he's a HVAC guy by trade, said that he can't believe that that is put in the attic. And even he himself recommends, and he says, that anybody that has a heating and cooling unit that is located in an attic space, he was adamant, underlined, highlighted, exclamated pointed, that you need a radiant barrier in your attic. That's the best return on investment, is to put a radiant barrier in your attic if your handler is in the attic space, because you have to control the energy transflow in that area. Now, 97% of your radiant energy is lost, you know, in that space. So why not protect it right there?
Yeah, well, the way it works, and this is right off the Department of Energy site, it talks about how radiation is the single most radiant heat is the single most significant source of heat loss or heat gain in a home. And if you're looking at a year round, roughly 45% to 50% of the heat you use in the winter radiates either out a window or straight up into your attic. Now that heat that's hitting the side of your house, 45% to 60% of that radiates through your walls and comes in. Now in the summer, 93% of that sun's radiant heat comes through those shingles, through that roof, through your insulation and comes right into your home. And what we're able to do is we're stopping 97% of it. It was literally 138 on that roof decking. Less than 5 minutes later, once we put the radiant barrier up there, you took the temperature of the wood right in front of it, and it was already 98 degrees within 5 minutes. But because what we're doing is we're taking all that outside air and the airflow the attic is supposed to have, and we're redistributing it between the roof decking and the radiant barrier. So by doing that, we're creating a funnel. That year-round funnel is why we're able to help shingles last longer. It's why we're able to, you know, cool that temperature down so that air handler isn't working in that extremely hot environment. And that's the whole idea of what we try to do is keep the heat out in the summer and keep the heat in the winter.
I beg the listening audience to go to our website, www.allaboutenergysolutions.com, and you need to really take the time to look at our videos, some of the testimonials of the service being provided, but more importantly, the intentional information that Mr. DeHart has put on there in order to save you money on your energy bills. It's amazing. All week, once again, I was jam-packed with appointments giving energy audits along with Matt Bell, who we'll talk with here in a little bit, a new energy consultant to our company. But it's amazing to me how, you know, people just don't realize what's going on with their own home. You know, they're lucky enough to see us at a trade show. They're lucky enough to be able to hear us on the radio. But my scared, where I get scared and where I'm concerned is people don't go all the way in to understanding how important it is to seal, you know, penetrations like around your windows and caulking. I'm so glad. Hats off to Brunswick County Electric for making this information available, because hopefully what it'll do is spark people to think, oh, well, you know, what is, you know, sealing, you know, insulation or caulking and weather stripping, you know, my windows around accesses. Because it's amazing how much people spend when I'm looking at it on a day-to-day basis on their energy bills, and they never, ever ask questions. It's almost like those TV commercials where you see the person that talks all the time, then they go into the doctor's office, and then they don't ask any questions. You know, it's amazing how many people live in a house every single day, turn their thermostat up and down, and just, you know, I want it to be colder in here. I want it to be hotter. But they have no clue what's happening once they're bumping that thing up over, you know, if they're turning it from 78 degrees down to 75, how much money that is costing them.
Yeah, 78 is the magic number. So every degree you go below 78, that portion of your bill, the cooling portion of your bill, goes up 10%. So imagine the people that keep it at 72.
Right, and we'll talk about
that. That's constantly going up. So we got an exciting program for you for the rest of the show. Please listen in. We'll be right back. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio.
Tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again. Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer.
You're back with the College of Energy Knowledge with your host, Chris DeHart, bringing you common sense energy solutions for your home or business. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0170 for your free in-home energy audit. Once again, here's your host, Chris DeHart.
Well, good morning, Carolinians, once again. Now, the fearless leader, Chris DeHart, has been called out to duty. As you know, All About Energy Solutions is always ready and prepared to get out to a homeowner's home. So Mr. DeHart has left me in the driver's seat. However, I'm extraordinarily excited because we continue to grow at All About Energy Solutions. It's just a couple months ago when I started coming onto the show with Mr. DeHart, and I was nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, him, you know, questioning me and grilling me on different energy questions. And now I've got somebody new in the studio that I get to pass on the hazing process to, and I would like to introduce to the listening audience Mr. Matthew Bell, who is a new energy consultant with All About Energy Solutions. His role and responsibility is specifically helping the growth of the company through giving energy audits to homeowners in the Carolinas. He's been through an extraordinary, rigorous training process. He has definitely had to qualify and credential himself in order to be able to provide this information to the Carolina audience. But I'd like to introduce Matthew Bell and tell us a little bit, Matt, about, you know, your beginning journey here with All About Energy Solutions.
All right. Well, you know, you and I had discussed what you were doing and how you love the product and the company and, you know, just what our morals and what we stand for. And we talked a little bit more, and then, you know, I spent some more time with you. We went over it, and, you know, I decided it was something that I could, you know, put myself behind.
Let me ask you, Matt, being in the house and going over the energy audit, where we definitely take a sensible approach to everything from the crawl space to the attic, and we do a full complete energy survey, what are some of the things that you see in the house that is very common that the average homeowner just, you know, doesn't realize? What's the funnest part about this when you're teaching? What do you see that the homeowner doesn't know before you get there that they know when you leave?
You know, when we get there and we tell them about their appliances and things that are plugged in, they don't realize that. They have their lighting that they don't understand is such an issue. Anything from their crawl space is costing them money to their attic is costing them money. They don't realize it, so just being able to educate them and help them get from step A to step Z, and step Z, they're starting to save money.
That's right, that's right. And for you in the listening audience, just to kind of recap how it's done with All About Energy Solutions, the first thing that we do when we come into a home, or now that we have Matt as a full-time energy consultant, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to break down, you know, your energy per square foot. And we want to make sure that you're not overspending on your energy per square foot and the way that your energy bill is broken down. For your listening audience, for those of you, if you feel like it should be necessary for us to come into the home or not, there's a easy mathematical equation that you can do. Now, I'm going to put Matt on the spot, and I'm going to see how he's done through his training. Matt, can you tell the listening audience how they find out if they're overpaying per square foot, or if they're right where they should be? What is the mathematical equation, and how can a person find out what they're paying for per square foot?
Well, you would take your average energy bill. You're going to multiply it by 12 for every month of the year, because obviously you're paying your energy 365 days a year.
That's
and
right.
And then you divide it by the square footage of your house. That'll give you a hopefully a decimal number.
Okay. So if I hear you correctly, you take the average monthly bill. Now, say for instance, if a person has a bill that's between, you know, 150, and then it goes to 200, and 150, 200, so they'd be probably around 175, or what your average bill is. Then you take that times 12, because there's 12 months in the year, and you divide that number by the amount of total square footage in your house that's heated and cooled.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, our average customer, Matt, when we first meet them, is usually between $1 and $1.60 per square foot. And, you know, when we go through our presentation, we kind of educate and share with people how much they should be spending. If you're spending over 81 cents per square foot, you're doing extraordinarily poor. 61 to 81 cents, you're doing poor. You know, if you're in the 47 to 50 cents per square foot, you're doing pretty good. I'm averaging right now about 36 cents a square foot for my energy cost, which is just by doing the right things. You know, switching over to LED lights, making sure that how Brunswick Electric now is giving their loan program for caulking and weather stripping, you know, around your windows, making sure that you have the appropriate amount of ceiling insulation, making sure that those attic penetrations are sealed. And that's what's gotten me down to that. But listening audience, if you have not taken the opportunity to look at what you're paying for per square foot, please do that mathematical equation. And if you're over, say, 41 cents or 45 cents a square foot, you definitely need to give us a call. It was very fun talking to Les this week. And Les, I mean, when I talk about an A-type personality, I mean, this guy is very extraordinarily A-type. As a matter of fact,
he's so intelligent, and he is a financial advisor. And, you know, he met Matt. Where did you meet Les at, Matt?
We met at the Brunswick Chamber of Commerce Speed Networking event.
Okay, and a great event. Hats Definitely. Off to Brunswick County Chamber of Commerce and Marianne Fagerquist, who was one of the people that helped us get involved with that event. But, I mean, extraordinarily intelligent guy. And I remember when you were meeting with him this week, he had all kinds of questions. And he was very much on spray foam and wanted to have the benefits of spray foam, which is something that we offer to our consumers. However, we're not the biggest fans of. And the reason being, well, let me tell you, why aren't we as big of fans of spray foam versus the benefits of a radiant barrier and blow-in insulation, Matt? Let's put you back on the spot again and see how you do. He's really happy. You're really happy about this, aren't you, Matt?
Putting the radiant barrier and the blown insulation up to code, obviously for our Duke customers, not only will get them a rebate,
right.
But it brings them up to code. It's going to help them save their money on their energy bills. Spray foam will work. However, for some of our clients, it's just not something that they want to deal with financially. It is much more high level. It is much more expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in some places, it can be double the cost.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, spray foam is extraordinarily popular.
Correct.
It's the new kid on the block. People are really enjoying it. However, when you look at insulation, one thing about insulation is it's not designed to be a stopping factor. It's designed to be a slowdown factor. So when you put radiant barrier in with a home, then you're looking at a stopping factor. So what our consumers don't necessarily know when they're looking at spray foam is that if you put an adequate amount of attic insulation up to R30 or R38, which is either 10.5 or 15.5 inches of insulation, by the way, and you put that in your attic, you're going to slow down the radiant heat transfer. And then on top of that, you're going to be able to put on a radiant barrier, which is going to stop, which is going to be much less expensive than your spray foam. Well, we're just getting started on saving you guys money. This is the new 106.7, and we'll be back shortly. New York City. Are ready to save you guys some money. I'm going to tell you, every single Saturday, I get a little bit more excited. I'll tell you one thing, 106.7, ever since I've become affiliated with the radio station, I'll tell you one thing, I have been doors blown off with Curtis Wright in the Morning, Tony McGee. If my presence on the radio has starting to get a little bit more energetic, it's just because of the culture and the ambiance of this radio station. I mean, I really believe in what it is that they represent and what they stand for. And I think that All About Energy Solutions itself, is a great fit for the radio station because we have a same value system. And I really want to say, that we appreciate our listening audience, and we hope that everybody's getting the best amount of information that they can each Saturday morning by listening to the College of Energy Knowledge. And I want to jump right back into it with Matt about, you know, the importance of, you know, looking at why these companies back All About Energy Solutions. Duke Progress Energy and its pre-qualified contractor program, as well as now Brunswick County Electric. I mean, that's the two big boys in town, wouldn't you agree, Matt? I mean, there's really no more that you can go, but to be recognized by both of those companies. And then as well, All About Energy Solutions, for those of you that didn't know, out of about 5,000 contractors across the U.S. that have the ability in insulation and heating to win the Super Service Award, All About Energy Solutions won last year the Super Service Award by Angie's List, something that we're very proud of. And I'll tell you one thing, you don't get an award by Angie's List by, you know, not impressing your customers, because it's a customer-based site. She definitely started her business by making sure that people were getting adequate and reliable and reputable information while being in people's homes. And we really definitely take it to another level when we're going in the home. And Matthew Bell, who has joined us, is definitely another strong representation of that. So I'm going to continue with the Q&A and putting Matt on the spot. We truly love it, all about energy solutions, putting our new people on the spot, as I was in that chair at one point just, you know, a few months ago. And so, Matt, as we were talking before the break, we were talking about spray foam. And, you know, spray foam is something that people are really getting into now. It's the new fad, but it is an expandable substrate that goes on to your decking. It usually starts around an R12 value. It can get up to an R38 value, but here's the one thing: it's extraordinarily expensive. And while being expensive, it definitely tends to do its service. However, I would argue, based on the information that I know and being a student of Chris DeHart and the College of Energy Knowledge, that blown-in insulation, partnered with a sealed penetration of all of the things within your attic, as well as putting in a solar reflective radiant barrier, is far going to supersede the value of spray foam when it really comes down to it. Now, for those of you in the listening audience that want a great price on spray foam, hey, I'll beat anybody's in town. Not a problem. Do spray foam all day long if that's what you're looking for. However, I think it's our duty and our responsibility, and one of the things that Matt brings to the table, being an energy consultant, is to educate people on the differences. Les being our customer this week and talking with him, going back to him and his A-type personality, boy, did he know a lot of things. And he definitely wanted that spray foam when we walked through the door. I mean, you remember that, Matt?
I do. We walked in. You know, he was ready to push us up into the attic and say, hey, you know, put my spray foam down. But after you get into the attic, every house is going to be different. You know, for some places, it may be suitable. For Les's, it wouldn't be a good fit.
It definitely wasn't a good fit. I mean, it's... And the great thing about Les is that he did what a lot of our customers do. He kind of backed down. He gave us the opportunity to be the experts, even though he didn't want to at first.
They learn.
And he gave us the opportunity to take him to the College of Energy Knowledge. We sat down. We took him through the step-by-step process. We looked at his energy bills, which I think was on the average, I think it was like 95, 96 cents per square foot. We're looking at greatly reducing that and bringing Les to the All About Energy Solutions family. However, the unique thing with Les is that he was open and ready to learn. And I think that's what is really concerning with what I see out in the field. And I think that you've hit some of that resistance too, where people are just like, hey, I need some blown-in insulation and I just want a price. Well, if that's the case, then we're probably not a good fit and we're not the right company to call. Call us silly, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a step-by-step approach, look at the footprint of your home, see what you're paying on your energy bills, take it one step at a time, and see what the best fit is to reduce your energy consumption. Because at the end of the day, when Chris DeHart started this company and being a soldier in Iraq and coming back over after protecting this country and seeing the ultimate need for energy conservation, we did not start this company with the thought of let's make $1 million and let's just club people over the head. That was never the intention of this company. It was an educational based company to share information to the community so that we could do one thing and do it really well: save people money on their energy bills and give them a greater level of comfort in the house. So with that being said, Mr. Matthew, let's go back to, you know, quiz hour. Now, if you are going to go to a home and you are, you know, talking to a homeowner and doing an energy audit, what is it that is the, and I said it a little bit earlier, what is it on an energy bill that breaks down? What are the major components of an energy bill that a person is charged for when that bill comes?
Well, each house is going to be different. However, on average, you're looking at about 50% of that is going to be your heating and cooling. And then 20% of that's going to be your water, 15% is going to be your lights, and 15% is,
do I still have a job on Friday?
We'll see. Lights, water, heating.
I don't know how people get on with their coffee.
It's been a long day.
Appliances are the other 15%.
Plugged in appliances.
Absolutely. And when you look at that energy bill, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, I really want people to look at the fact that every month that All About Energy Solutions does not come to your home. Every week that goes by that you have not had an energy audit, you are overpaying for your energy bills. Over 80 to 85% of the services that we provide at All About Energy Solutions absolutely cost you how much, Matt?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You're absolutely right. It is absolutely free. 80 to 85% of our services. Our job is to educate you, change habits. And when we come into that house and we do that, you are, if you were not to spend one penny with us, you are going to start saving immediately on your energy bill. So we have had a great time sharing information with you today. We definitely welcome Matt Bell to the All About Energy Solutions family. Feel free to give us a call or go to our website, www.allaboutenergysolutions.com. And remember, we are always red, white, and blue, but we are always increasingly green. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. They gave me this plot of land.